Hey everyone, it's Zach. You know, it's hard to believe all that's been happening in Coleraine lately. All these changes are making my head hurt. First, Tom becomes a Christian, and now Brooke is looking at colleges? What's next? Well, a bunch of stuff, really. Hold on, because here we go, down Gilead Lane.
Journal. I really enjoyed the trip to Grove City. It helped me a lot to actually see what college life is like. You think you know from movies or TV, but until you actually see the dorms and everything, it's not real. Seems like a nice place, though. I know I need to decide soon about going there. I mean, I'm already into my senior year. A lot of other seniors I know are already accepted at their schools. I got an email today from Robert and Tracy. They said that little Milagra is over her illness now and doing better. Her name is so appropriate. She is a little miracle. Who is it?
Oh, hey, Brooke, it's me.
Oh, hang on a second. Oh, hey, Justin, what's up?
Mom wanted me to ask you where the church is that you're supposed to speak at this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, she thought she had it on the calendar, but she can't find it now.
Oh, yeah, hang on a second. Oh, it looks like it's on the other side of Greenville.
Really? That far away?
Yeah. Ever since I did the first couple of talks, people have just started calling from all over the state.
Well, do you talk about the same thing at each place?
Sort of. I mean, it's, you know, all the same general story, but sometimes I can fit other things in.
You know, you should think about blogging.
Blogging? Me? Come on, Justin.
Yeah, you know everyone's getting blogs these days. You could write all about your mission work. It might help you get some more support if you ever want to make another trip back to Peru.
Huh, blogging. That's not a bad idea, Justin.
You know, I could help you set one up. There's a bunch of free blogging sites online.
Really?
Yeah, want to see them?
Sure.
Hello, Monica.
Don't you hello, Monica, me.
Is something wrong?
Is something wrong? How could you neglect your family like this, Tom Richter?
I'm sorry?
Just look at this.
The bank statement? What, I didn't reconcile it, or...
Or how about you're still sending our hard-earned money to a bunch of jungle natives in Peru, all while your own family is suffering?
Monica, things are starting to stabilize. I'm paying the bills and
paying the bills? What kind of standard of living is that?
Well, actually, we're doing...
If you hadn't been donating to those money-hungry missionaries...
It's an orphanage?
Then I might have been able to do some important things for our family.
Such as?
Such as Tiffany needs a new car.
We've already been over this. A used car would be perfectly fine.
It's used, Tom. With a used car, there's no telling what kind of people sat in it before you. Or what kind of disgusting food items you'll find stuffed between the seats. It's a matter of health and hygiene.
Monica.
You want our children to have the very best, don't you?
Well...
And I also need some money for my announcement party next month. These are very influential guests I'll be inviting. I hope you understand.
I've set aside a budget for that.
Tom, this is not a pretzels and celery sticks crowd. This is a prime rib and sushi crowd. I can't afford to make a poor impression. You know that.
But...
I understand. You want to save money, am I right?
Yes.
Well, then, here's how we can save a lot of money. Klossmann Jewelers is having a special sale on necklaces. 40% off. Tom, you know how I've been holding back on purchasing jewelry.
That's true. It's been 6 months.
The sale ends next week, and you know how vital it is that I dress my best for the media that night.
But we don't need all this to live. Those kids in Peru need money to survive.
I've noticed your priorities have changed ever since this summer. Ever since you got religion.
That's true.
Well, I don't like what it's doing to you. To our way of doing things.
I realize that things have changed, but...
You had better come back to your senses, Tom Richter. Or you're going to have much more to reconcile than your bank statement.
Hey, Mike, can you bring me that bag, son?
Sure, Dad. Hey, you've got a pretty good pile of leaves there.
Yeah. Well, and it took me a while, too.
Awesome! That was a perfect pile of leaves, Dad. You were right, Mike.
Hey, now wait, come on. I spent an hour getting those leaves raked up. Michael, what? You told your brother to come flying in here?
Who, me?
Hey, Mike!
Hey!
Ha ha! Gotcha!
That's it. You're gonna have to pay for that, Timothy Morrison. Hey, Haley, you've got something right there.
What? Where?
Right there.
All right, fine. Here, I give up. But guess what? You kids are cleaning this all up when you're done.
Oh,
there you go.
Hey,
Mary. Mary, do we have any cider?
It's in the fridge. Give me a second to get this flower pot put away, and I'll bring some out for everyone.
That sounds good.
Hey, Brooke, did you tell Mom and Dad about your blog?
Your what?
Oh, yeah, my blog.
What's a blog? What, do you need to go to the doctor, honey?
No, Dad, it's like an online journal.
Oh?
Yeah, you can write about your day or whatever, really, and it's on your own page on the internet.
You're going to get a blog? That's so cool.
Yeah, Justin suggested that it might be a good idea to share with people about the mission trip and the things going on at the orphanage.
Oh, now that really is a good idea.
Yeah.
How much does this cost?
It's free.
Yeah.
A lot of people have them.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Steve Shepard from the Tigers has one. He talks about all of his games and training and stuff.
So, why is it called a blog?
It comes from weblog. The words just sort of blended together after a while.
I gotcha.
Oh, well, I think it's a great idea, Brooke.
Thanks.
Sounds like a wonderful way to let people know what's happening in the mission field.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And maybe I can bring a little more attention to the orphanage, and they can benefit from it, too.
Yeah.
Papa and Tracy could use the support.
Yeah, good idea. And that's great, but just be careful, Brookie, all right? You know, The internet is a big place. There are lots of people out there who aren't as well-intentioned as we all are.
I know, Dad.
Well, see, a few months ago, I handled a case that involved some internet stalking. That can be scary stuff, believe me.
Yeah.
Just be careful what information you share with people, all right?
Yeah.
And there's a verse in Matthew that says, "Behold, I send you out as sheep among wolves. Be wise as serpents and harmless as doves."
Are serpents really wise? Oh, I don't like snakes. If I ever saw one, I don't know what I'd do. Ew!
Well, now, wait a minute. That's a good question, son. You know, I guess they must be wise, but I can't really say. Never spent enough time with one to find out.
I think that was a wise decision, John.
Ha, ha, ha. Thank you. Thank you.
Me too, Mother. So, hey, Brookie, just be wise in what you tell people, all right?
All right. I will, Dad. Promise.
Good.
Oh, hey!
I got you.
Yeah. Brooke?
Yeah?
Is that a leaf in your hair?
What is... Oh, thanks, Maya. Yeah, we were having a little leaf fight outside. So, you want to know more about Peru?
Uh-huh. Tell me about the kids.
Oh, you should see those kids. They're so adorable. They have these beautiful little faces and big dark brown eyes.
Do you have pictures?
Yeah, I lost my camera.
Oh, Brooke, I'm sorry.
It was so frustrating. I guess it gives me another reason to go back, right?
You're going back?
I've got to. Maya, there's something about doing work down there that excites me inside. Unlike anything else I've ever done. It's like, maybe this is what I'm supposed to do with my life. The reason God made me. Maya?
Yeah?
Something on your mind?
I've never felt anything like that. I have no idea what God wants me to do, or why He made me. But...
Yeah?
When I first heard about you going to Peru, I thought that would be really great if I could do something like that. That's why I really wanted to talk to you.
Well, Dad told me that God sometimes gives us a little tug on our heart to let us know that He wants us to go a certain way. You think you'd like to go to Peru with me someday?
Oh, Brooke, really?
Yeah, it would be so awesome to go together. The kids would just love you.
But Mother would never let me.
Well, she might.
You don't understand. It's different at my house. Way different. My mother and sister are all into parties and socials and jewelry, and they don't think about poor little kids in Peru. I don't think they even care.
Oh, Maya, I wouldn't say that.
Brooke, I love my mother and I love my sister, but I don't want to grow up to be like that, you know?
Yeah. So, what do you think God is calling you to do?
I'll get it. Tom Richter.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I should have called first, but, well, I was just out for a walk and...
No. It's no problem, Tom. Come on in.
Well, thanks. You've got a leaf in your hair there.
Oh. thank you very much. Come on, we can step into my office. Would you like some iced tea or lemonade or anything?
No, thanks.
All right, come on in.
Thanks.
Yeah, have a seat. Everything all right?
That's why I stopped by.
Oh, really?
You know, after I had that amazing experience with Jesus this summer, mm-hmm. you told me that I could ask you about God stuff.
God stuff. Sure, all right.
Well, see, I...
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, what do you do when you believe you're doing the right thing for God, but your wife is against you?
Oh. Hmm.
Okay, I'm donating to that orphanage in Peru, and Monica is going absolutely nuts over it. I mean, I want to obey God, but I don't want to create problems at home either. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. How do you know you're obeying God, Tom?
Hmm?
How do you know you're hearing him?
Oh, well, it's not like I hear him audibly. It's more like a thought. I mean, a really strong thought, but how do I know it's God?
Well, listen, you can count on this, Tom. God will never go against his word. So you keep reading your Bible every day and pray. It's important that you go to a Bible-believing church so you can learn more about him.
I was just talking with Maya about that.
Right?
In fact, we're thinking about going to your church this Sunday.
Oh, good.
But, yeah, I do need to read my Bible more.
Oh, yeah, reading your Bible helps you recognize God's voice. And a couple other things, if I may. Once you think you've heard something from God, run it by Christians you trust. Get some good counsel.
Okay. Well, here you are.
All right, okay. And then the other thing, sometimes God speaks through circumstances. He'll give you a nudge to do something, and then all of a sudden things start lining up.
So, John, am I doing the right thing?
Well, that's a tough one. In Hebrews 12:14, it says, make every effort to live in peace with all men.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah.
It doesn't say anything about living in peace with women.
That's right. But I think you know that it applies to ladies as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And Ephesians 5:25 says to love your wife.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible also makes it clear that we're to love God first. Love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we prove our love by obeying him.
I know I'm new at this, but I'm telling you, I know I'm supposed to be donating to that orphanage.
Hmm. Well, when God tells you to do something, it doesn't mean it'll be easy. But he gives you a peace inside, a settledness to let you know you're doing the right thing.
John,
yeah.
I'm doing the right thing.
Well, then that's what you should do. But don't hide anything from Monica. Be upfront with her. Let her know what's going on.
All right.
Tom, I don't know, this may be getting too personal, but there's something else you should know.
What's that?
The money you send to the orphanage is an offering, but God also wants us to tithe.
Oh, I've heard the term before. But...
Yeah? Well, here's the principle. Let's see, Deuteronomy 14:22. Be sure to set aside a tenth of all that your fields produce each year. You see, the Israelites set aside their first fruits, a tenth, to God for his work.
Hmm. You're saying 10% of my income would be a tithe?
Yeah, exactly. And then anything above that is considered an offering. And here, further on here in Malachi, God says, here, you see, we rob him when we don't pay tithes. On the other hand, he promises blessing when we do tithe.
Yeah, I can just, imagine what Monica's going to say to this. Have a good visit with Brooke.
Uh-huh.
I had a good visit with Mr. Morrison. They're good people.
Mm-hmm.
You're not talking much. Is everything okay?
Sorry, I'm just thinking.
What about?
About what God wants me to do.
I've been wrestling with the same thing.
Do you think God would want me to go to Peru?
I don't know. Why?
Well, Brooke and I were talking. She went on that mission trip there, and the more she talked about it, the more I got excited. I don't know. It's a crazy idea.
Well, maybe, but maybe not. You think God may be telling you to go?
I'm not sure.
Well, what if... How about we pray about it?
Okay.
Look, you've got tons of comments on that entry.
Yeah. Tim and Haley came up with the idea of advertising the blog.
Advertising?
They've been telling everyone that will listen where to find it.
Cool.
And a couple churches I visited put a link to it on their websites.
You're, like, famous.
Oh, no, I don't think so, Becca. I'm still just Brooke Morrison. But, oh, I am excited that people are starting to get more information about the orphanage. Hoping they'll get some help from all this.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. I may need to check into this blogging thing. It looks kind of fun.
It is. I'm having such a great time.
Wait, look there. Where you mentioned the orphanage dedication, someone wants to talk to you.
What?
This is a wonderful page you've got here. You're doing a good job of spreading the word about missions. Hey, Brooke, yeah. Our organization is involved in doing something similar. We might be able to help you get to Peru again if you're interested. Regards, Scott Green.
What?
Brooke, they want to help you go back to Peru. Look, there's a phone number here.
Oh, I don't know. Have you ever heard of the group?
World Mission News? No, but we're on the internet, right? Let's check it out. World Mission News. Oh, here it is.
Oh, Becca, look.
Brooke, that's Greg Tracy. He's on the radio.
I know. We listened to him on the way to church. And he endorses this organization?
You should call them.
I don't know if that's a good idea, Becca. We don't know what these people are, who they say they are.
Oh, so what's the harm in calling? You don't have to give them your phone number or any information. Just call and see what they're all about.
I don't know, Becca.
Come on, Brooke. Look at their mission statement. It's exactly what that guy, Scott something or other...
Green.
Yeah, Scott Green. It's what he put in your blog.
You're right. Yeah, okay. Okay, what? Okay. Oh, it's ringing.
Good afternoon, World Mission News.
Hi, what could you tell me about your organization?
Well, we're a ministry started by Greg Tracy and Scott Green to create more interest in international missions.
Really? You think so? What? Oh, wow. Well, that would be... Wow. Thank you. Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to think it over and get back with you. Thank you, Pastor Greg. I appreciate it. Yes. Yep. Yeah, I'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
What? Was that really Pastor Greg talking to you? What did he say?
Well, he said that they like what I've been doing online. They were impressed with the stories about the orphanage, and he asked if I ever thought of podcasting.
You mean, like, talking about your story?
Yeah, online. You'd be able to download it.
Yeah, so...
Well, he said that if I was interested in podcasting, they might even be able to send me to the orphanage for the dedication.
Oh.
They could even help me find sponsors, and I could go there and do these broadcast sort of things, and I could interview Pawpaw and Tracy and even put the kids on the podcast.
Brooke, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool if that worked out? Imagine what you could do for the orphanage then.
But, Becca, the orphanage dedication is in the middle of the school year.
Oh, yeah.
If I went, it would mean missing part of my senior year. They even talked about me staying for a little while. I could miss the rest of the year. Maybe even not graduate.
Oh. Wow. I didn't think about that. I only was...
I know. Me too. The whole thing is so exciting, and it could mean a lot for the orphanage.
Yeah.
Oh, what if this is God's plan?
Not to finish school?
I don't know. I don't even know where I'm gonna go next year or what I'm gonna major in, but...
Brooke.
I do know that mission trip had a huge impact on my life, and... You know, Beck, this might even be God calling me to be a missionary in Peru.
What are you going to do? Hey, look at that.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, a message from Papa.
What's it say?
Well, okay. Dear Brooke, Tracy and I wanted to write you and let you know that we saw your blog. It's fantastic. Just yesterday, someone sent us a nice donation with a note attached mentioning it. Whatever you're doing up there, it's working. Thanks so much for keeping up with us and helping us out this way. You've been a major blessing to us, and we appreciate you allowing God to use you in this way. In Christ, Robert.
That's so great, Brooke.
Yeah, it is. Just makes me wonder what God's trying to tell me.
Let's see, almost taken care of. Oh, what's this? Oh, what is happening? Here we are. You're invited to celebrate God's goodness to us as we dedicate our new orphanage, the Bienvenida Casa, here in Oxapampa, Peru.
October 27th. Please RSVP by October 20.
Well, it's a shame you can't go.
I'm not so sure. Maybe I can work something out.
Tom, are you out of your mind? Sending money down there is bad enough. Now you're actually thinking about going down there?
I may take Maya with me.
Excuse me?
I think it might be good for her.
Well, this has gone far enough, Tom Richter. Let me make this clear. You are not going. You are not taking Maya. And you can stop sending money down there as well.
Dear Journal, I'm really confused. I don't know what to think of this offer from this group. I've never heard of them before today, and now I'm sitting here thinking of missing my senior year because of them? How crazy is that? I know that it would do so much for the orphanage if I could help this organization with podcasts and blogging, and it would be everything that I think I would want to do with my life. How could that be wrong? There's so much I could do for them. Missing my senior year, or even part of it. Becca's already got plans for the spring ball, and Lauren and I were going to do a special spread for senior activities for the yearbook. There's so much that I'd be missing. Maybe I could just go for a little while, but I still don't know if I'd even be allowed to graduate. Can I miss all that? Give it up for God? Is God asking me to? How can I tell the difference? Is there even a verse in the Bible for this?
You know, those are some really good questions, and it makes me think of a guy in the Bible. His name was Isaiah. Check out this verse from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, now that was Isaiah speaking, "Here am I, send me." I wonder what decision Brooke will make. I guess you'll have to check back next time to find out. Remember that if you're facing some big questions in your life and you'd like some advice, well, first get your parents' permission and then call 888-NEED-HIM. You'll find a friendly person who's willing to help you sort through some of the more difficult decisions that you may be facing. If you enjoyed today's show, don't forget that you can get it on CD. Just go to our web store at cbhministries.org. There, you'll find CD singles of each episode and box sets of each season of Down Gilead Lane, including this one. Today's episode, entitled Where He Leads, is a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Our show was written by John Fornoff and Lori Twitchell, with direction by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was our recording engineer, while Elizabeth Bowman provided production assistance. The music was written by John Campbell, and Terry Ritchie is our executive producer. As always, I'm Zach, and I'll see you next time, Down Gilead Lane.